The scripture lesson today is from 2 Kings chapter 23, verses 1 through 7. In the Pew Bible, it's page 279. Then the king directed that all the elders of Judah and Jerusalem should be gathered to him. The king went up to the house of the Lord, and with him went all the people of Judah, all inhabitants of Jerusalem, the priests, the prophets, and all the people, both small and great. He read in their hearing all the words of the book of the covenant that had been found in the house of the Lord. The king stood by the pillar and made a covenant before the Lord to follow the Lord, keeping his commandments, his decrees, and his statutes, and with all his heart and all his soul to perform the words of this covenant that were written in this book. All the people joined in the covenant. The king commanded that the high priest Hilkiah, the priests of the second order, and the guardians of the threshold, to bring out of the temple of the Lord all the vessels made for Baal, for Asherah, for all the host of heaven. He burned them outside Jerusalem in the fields of Kidron, and carried their ashes to Bethel. He deposed the idolatrous priests whom the kings of Judah had ordained to make offerings in the high places at the cities of Judah and around Jerusalem, those who made offerings to Baal, to the sun, the moon, the constellations, and all the host of heavens. He brought out the image of Asherah from the house of the Lord outside Jerusalem to the Wadi Kidron. He burned it at the Wadi Kidron, beat it to dust, and threw the dust of it upon the graves of the common people. He broke down the houses of the male temple prostitutes that were in the house of the Lord, where the women did weaving for Asherah. The word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God. Okay, I would like to invite the children to come down. And for the little ones, if they can come and be with us as long as they can, but I think we have Miss Tammy on hand just in case they can't quite make it through. But we've got chairs. Everybody can come get a chair. Okay. We have fun things down here. We have paper and we have crayons. Okay. There we go. All right. We are celebrating children today, and so I decided we would have a sermon with them, and I think that we can all sometimes learn from simple things. It may not be quite as simple as we think, but I think it builds great memories for kids when they get to do something different and begin to love this place, you know, the sanctuary, and they get to be in this sanctuary for the whole time. These are our future, these children down front, and I think it's important for us to see them and pay attention to them and love them. But I also think it's good for us. I think it's good for us to be like children sometimes and think about the simple truths in the gospel. We're going to do some questions and some drawing down front, and we've put crayons and paper down the pews. So if anyone would like to doodle, I know I have got a daughter who has a doctorate in education, and she has to doodle to learn. While she's listening, her hands have to be moving. So I don't care who you are, some people need to do things while they're listening. So the adults are invited to join in with us. This seemed like a really strange scripture. Did you guys listen to it? It was talking about burning up idols and throwing them away. And what does that have to do with kindness? That was a really strange scripture. But we're going to talk about that in a little while. First thing I want to talk about, we're talking about kindness. Have you ever heard of random acts of kindness? Do you guys know what that is? No, you don't? Oh, here we go, Trevor. Grab some paper and some colors and join with us. Random acts of kindness are just those little things that we do for people just randomly, just out of the blue, decide to give something to someone. One time, I was a chaplain for hospice. That's a pastor to people who are dying. And so I went to their houses, and I had to do a lot of driving. And it was kind of a hard job. It really was. I got to love people, and then they would die. And so I had a hard time. And on my driving, sometimes I would just need a little break. And so one day I thought, I want a cup of coffee and some French fries. I just need to do that. And so I looked at my purse, and I had about $3 or something, and I thought, oh, that's not a whole lot of money. But I decided I could go ahead and I could afford a cup of coffee and French fries. So I got in line, got up to the cashier in the drive-thru, and the cashier said, you don't owe anything. And I said, what? She says, you don't owe anything. The car in front of you just paid for your meal. Wow, that was a random act of kindness. They didn't know me. And you know, sometimes it's easy for us to be kind and give to those that we love. But have you ever thought to do that for somebody you didn't know at all? And they had no idea that I only had $3, but they gave that to me. What a neat thing. I think sometimes, I know I talked about it when I read the book this morning. I think sometimes I'm too busy to be kind. Is there anybody else that's too busy to be kind? You know, we're doing good things. We're all doing good things all day long. And so we're doing all our good things, and we think, you know, I really need to call somebody and talk to them. But I know they're lonely, and I know it's going to take a long time on the phone, and I think I'll put it off till tomorrow because I'm too busy today. And so I don't do that kindness. And so that person might be sad because they really need to talk to somebody. And so I know I'm guilty in doing that. There's a country song out that says something about all we do is live and die, so why do we rush and rush? You know, why do I rush and rush? I don't know why. You know, probably the most important thing that I ought to do is to pick up the phone and talk and listen for an hour rather than all of the rushing and rushing that I do. So what I'm going to invite you to do on your piece of paper, if you'd like, you don't have to, you can draw whatever you want to draw, but you might want to draw somehow that you might be something that might be a random act of kindness. Maybe giving something to somebody. You might draw something that you might want to give. But just think about a random act of kindness, what you might like to do. Can anybody name some places that we can be kind in? Thinking hard. Well, I think maybe we could probably be kind everywhere. You think? Yeah, that was kind of a trick question. Yeah, that was a trick question. We can be kind everywhere we go, even with people we don't know, like people in the drive-thru at Wendy's. But can you name some places that are harder to be kind in? These might surprise you. The DMV. Yeah, standing in line. How about our own homes? Sometimes can it be hard to be kind in our home? We sang, I Shall Not Be Moved this morning, which usually works into the sermon, what we sing. But this morning I got kind of loud and thought it was kind of funny. Have you ever said, I shall not be moved if your mom says to clean up your toys? No, I shall not be moved. That wasn't what the song was about, not at all. But sometimes it's harder to be kind to the people we love most. You ever thought about that? Sometimes our worst selves come out at home. In our little book this morning, we talked about being the kindest person that we can be, but yet sometimes our worst selves come out, even the adults. There's another place that sometimes, well, a lot of places that we, it's maybe not that we're not being kind, but when we're part of organizations, sometimes we're not as giving as maybe we should be. And so when I think about our church, which is a group of people gathering together to worship God, that sometimes we're not being kind to our church maybe if we don't volunteer to do some things or volunteer to be on committees or do some work of the church. Sometimes that's not being kind maybe to our church. So when we think about kindness, we can be kind to a lot of different kinds of things. It's not always just one person. So you might draw some pictures about places that you might be kind. You all go to school. You could think of some random acts of kindness that you might do at school. And we adults can think of the places we go, random acts of kindness that we might do in our places that we are at. Well, the other thing that Miss Tina talked about and I talked about in the Christian Ed Committee when we began to think of Children's Day, we talked about the idea of paying it forward. Do you guys know what it means to pay it forward? There was a wonderful movie out about paying it forward. I haven't seen it in a while. But the idea is, if someone is kind to me, if I need something, and maybe kind of like the needing a little cup of coffee at the Wendy's, and Miss Tina says, "Oh, don't worry about it. I've got enough money. I'll pay for your dinner." And then I say, "Oh, but I don't have the money to pay you back." Then Miss Tina might say, "Well, sometime when somebody else needs something, you just pay for them." It's the idea that I'll be kind to you and you don't have to pay me back, but maybe you might be kind to someone else. And can you see how neat that would be? I'm kind to you. You're kind to someone else. That person's kind to someone else. Do you see how many people can have something wonderful happen to them? The kindness just multiplies as we go. Now I'm going to ask a hard question. Does it ever take bravery to be kind? Okay, Brody, you're shaking your head yes. Do you feel like you can answer that one? Can you tell us why? It's okay if you don't. I don't want to put you on the spot. Okay, that's fine. Thinking that it is brave to be kind is very smart. You're thinking deeply. I read a magazine called Christian Century, and in it, the editor, Peter Marty, wrote a wonderful little piece. He said one day he got an email from Mr. Erickson. Mr. Erickson, and now Peter Marty is probably my age, or, you know, he's probably got grandchildren. But Mr. Erickson sent him this email, and he thought, "That is really strange. I haven't thought about him in years." Mr. Erickson was his 7th grade amateur radio club sponsor. And so Mr. Erickson sent a picture of the amateur radio club. And so he looked at it, and he looked at all of his buddies, and he saw, "Oh, yeah, I was with my 2 friends because we were the officers in the club, and we looked so good, and that was such a fun club. We thought we were going to go out and do wonderful things with radios," which is kind of funny now when we think about it because we don't use radios much. But he was so proud of that picture, and then he noticed on the far end of the picture was Eric. Eric. And Eric had a lot of challenges in his life, a lot of challenges that we don't have. He had a hard time learning, and he had a hard time doing things. You know, his body didn't work as well as some of ours. And so he looked at Eric, and he remembered the problems that poor Eric had. And he said, you know, Eric was the receiving end of a lot of ridicule and a lot of insults. The kids would call him bad names. They would push his textbooks out of his arms. They'd shove him. They'd dump his milk. Do you guys know anybody like that? You don't have to tell me who they are. But I'm glad you don't. But I've seen that happen. And it's very sad when that happens. But Peter Marty thought about that and was remembering back. And he said, you know, I used to sit with him once in a while in the cafeteria, and I would help him pick up his books when the boys did that. And I would help him clean up the milk or, you know, clean off his clothes when the milk got on him. And he said, I helped him. I was a good person. But then he got to really thinking about it. And he said, you know, I never invited him to come to the table with the other boys. And I never told the boys they shouldn't bully him like that. He said, I never defended him. And now, defending somebody to a bully can be dangerous. And so I don't tell you to always do that. But I know there are times in my life when somebody says something kind of mean about someone else, or maybe generalizes, says something like all people who are brown or black, or, you know, the colors in our little song this morning, that all those people are bad. And I don't say to them, oh no, I know some good people like that. I don't talk to them about a different way. And so sometimes it does take bravery to speak up and defend people that we know need to be defended. And so bravery is part of kindness. So I invite you, you don't have to, but if you'd like to draw a picture of how you might be brave, somehow that you might stand up for others, maybe somebody who doesn't have as much as you have, or you can think about that. Well, our scripture this morning was really kind of a strange one. But I like that scripture because Josiah was the king. And he was the king that had the reforms, made these reforms, made things better, made laws that were better in his kingdom. But do you know how old Josiah was when he became a king? He was 8 years old. Whoa. Yeah. He was 8 years old when he became a king. And he probably had a lot of help. I'm sure there were people that helped him rule until he could really get old enough to really understand everything. But he ruled for 31 years. And that was in a day and time when people didn't live very long. So for him to rule a country that long, that was pretty amazing. And what he did during his rule was kind of clean house, which is a funny phrase. Cleaning house sometimes is when we clean up our house, but it can also mean when we change things to be better. And Josiah did that. He changed his country to be better. Thinking of changing things to be better, we can think about kindness, maybe to our homes. We can make our homes better. We can make our church better. We can also clean our lives to make them better. And I like the way that our book ended it, because I think that's a way that we can clean our lives. It said, to be the kindest and bravest, most wonderful you. So let's bow for just a moment of prayer. Oh God, help us in our everyday life to be the kindest and bravest, most wonderful people that we can be. Amen.